All right, we have found the scapegoat, or more precisely, Trump and his allies in the administration have found their scapegoat for this failing Iran war. In this case, Vice President J.D. Vance is being sent out to do a brutal media circuit in which he has to defend a failing memorandum of understanding that Trump is contradicting him on. For example, Donald Trump just went on stage at the G7 and said, "We could have dropped more bombs for another 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or 2 years.
If we didn't do this deal, we could have dropped more bombs for another 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 years.
I mean, just keep throwing out numbers. You have to be right about one of them. But at the same time, he is directly contradicting what J.D. Vance says, as other Republicans refer to J.D. Vance as the architect of this deal, which is kind of interesting, right? Lindsey Graham sent out this tweet 3 days ago. He said, "I'm pleased to hear the memorandum of understanding with Iran will allow the Strait of Hormuz to open," even though it's 3 days later and nothing has been agreed to. So even Trump is contradicting Lindsey Graham. He then says, "I am somewhat concerned that Iran's view of the agreement seems different than what the American negotiating team is claiming." Yeah, we're all concerned, Lindsey Graham. He says, "Under our law, any nuclear deal with Iran will be sent to Congress. I look forward to reviewing the final product, and I believe it is imperative that the architect of the deal, Vice President Vance and his negotiating partners, be part of the process in presenting the final deal to Congress." That is particular, precise wording right there. That is the first time I have heard somebody refer to J.D. Vance as the architect of this deal. It's very clear that they are angling to make him the scapegoat, and it makes it even more obvious when Trump is directly contradicting what J.D. Vance says. Trump said 2 days ago, "Iran has agreed to never have a nuclear weapon. Also, the story that the U.S. is paying Iran $300 million is fake news." Okay, first of all, it was $300 billion in a broad reconstruction fund among multiple countries, and this exact reconstruction fund was then vaguely confirmed by J.D. Vance in an interview that same day.
Through some of this, the Iranians are saying that they're going to have access to a $300 billion reconstruction fund. True or false?
Well, Ed, that's the sort of thing they could have access to, funded by the Gulf Coast Coalition, so long as they honor their end of the obligation. I think that.
Okay, so it's not complete fake news, as Donald Trump claims. I mean, yeah, the $300 million piece is fake news because it's actually $300 billion in a reconstruction fund. J.D. Vance is continuing to make the circuit this morning, and it is not going well for him. We're going to break all of this down throughout this video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate these videos. And let me just point out one simple thing. On this feed, on this show, we have been saying for months and months that Marco Rubio is vying to challenge J.D. Vance for the 2028 Republican nominee position. It is so incredibly clear that the Republican Party does not really vibe with J.D. Vance. Even Trump does not vibe with J.D. Vance. He's been asked 4 to 5 times directly if he will endorse J.D. Vance, and 4 to 5 times he has denied, rejected the idea that he's going to endorse his own vice president. We then got reporting that behind the scenes, Donald Trump was doing sort of polls, like straw polls, between Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, and that Marco Rubio was gaining more and more favor. And then, at one point, Trump directly goes on stage and just does a poll between J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. He couldn't make it any more obvious.
A lot of beauties out there, J.D. I envy you and other people. I don't know. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be J.D.? Is it going to be somebody else? I don't know. Does anybody have? Okay, let's go. You ready? Who likes J.D. Vance? Who likes Marco Rubio? All right.
So J.D. Vance got slightly more applause. But this was about 3 months ago. Since then, J.D. Vance has burned a lot of goodwill among Republicans, both old and new, because with the new Republicans, like the new anti-war Republicans, the younger ones, they're seeing J.D. Vance go to Pakistan and fail to negotiate and end this war. They don't like that. With the old school Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, they're seeing J.D. Vance fail to do this negotiation, and they don't like that either. Now, the reality is, a lot of people in the administration have agency and bear responsibility for this failing war and failing deal. It's not just J.D. Vance, even if they want you to think that. But Trump then begins to go on stage at the G7 and begin to make concessions. Like during the negotiations, he's standing there next to Marco Rubio and Howard Lutnick in France, surrounded by her allies, and he starts to rant about how, maybe Iran can have ballistic missiles. Maybe Iran can have certain missile capacity. Just making concessions right here. Is this in the art of the deal anywhere?
So we'll be working on a parallel effort with the Gulf nations to address non-nuclear issues such as the conventional ballistic missiles, which we'll be talking about, and support them. I mean, they have to have some because other people have some. You got to have some. Somebody said, you shouldn't give them one. I mean, I have guys, I like some of these guys. But I don't think they're smart. Sir, you shouldn't let them have any missile. I said, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to let Saudi Arabia have missiles, but they can't have them? Yes, sir. It doesn't work that way, you know? It doesn't work that way. And missiles aren't the problem. Missiles are, they hurt a little location, but they don't blow up the planet.
They literally said 1 month ago that missiles were the main problem. They claimed that it was the missile shield theory, that Iran was creating a shield around themselves, like a metaphorical shield with missiles, so they could strike anybody nearby. And in doing so, they were creating a nuclear weapon like North Korea did. Now, he's saying it just doesn't matter. This is J.D. Vance on CBS Morning. Just today, this happened about 2 hours ago, even J.D. Vance is cooked on this. So he keeps getting directly asked, what are the details of this memorandum of understanding? What are the details of this deal that you guys are working out? And he has to repeatedly say, hey, there are some protocols I just don't fully understand or get. This is the worst job trying to sell anything ever.
Potential deal with Tehran. The president says he wants to put this war in the rearview mirror, and yet this framework remains silent. Why not allow the world to see whatever this deal is that you signed?
Yeah, so there are some, frankly, diplomatic protocols that I don't fully understand. The Qataris and the Pakistanis, who have been helpful in mediating this agreement with the Iranians, they've asked us not to release the full text for a little while. That it'll come out at the latest on Friday. We're actually trying to push them to get it out today because we want to tell the American people what's in this deal. It's fundamentally a good deal for the American people, but it's also very simple, and I've also seen some misrepresentations about it. So in short, what it does is it opens the Strait of Hormuz immediately. This is why you see oil prices down in the 70s from a high in the 120s, is because you're seeing the Strait already open its traffic to the flow of oil.
This is not a win. This is like if I loaned my friend $100 and then he never gave it back. So I basically launch a lawsuit against him and spend a few $100 doing this. And then he gives me back $90. And I'm there at the end saying, see, I got him. He paid me back $90. Even if you pay me back $100, it is a net loss. The American people have paid tens of billions of dollars collectively on this failed war. And here's Trump bragging that the U.S. dropped $200 million of bombs on Iran in the last few days of the war. This isn't something to brag about.
But I'm thrilled to report, and by the way, those last 2 days were brutal. $200 million worth of bombs. And, you know, it is expensive too, by the way, aside from everything else. And they knew I was coming for a third night. We informed them we're coming for a third night. They didn't have their Navy, it's sunk. They didn't have their Air Force, it's gone. Not one plane. They didn't.
You just said it's okay if they have missiles, but you're going to brag because you took out their 60-year-old Air Force. Here is J.D. Vance making a little bit of a Freudian slip and saying that Donald Trump used economic leverage to ensure Iran would have a nuclear weapon.
I do think there are people, Nora, who sometimes confuse the ends with the means. The president of the United States used diplomacy, he used economic leverage, he also used military leverage in order to ensure that Iran would have a nuclear weapon. That was the goal. I think there are some people who just want the bombing to continue regardless of whether it accomplishes anything.
You heard it right. He said it right here.
Diplomacy, he used economic leverage, he also used military leverage in order to ensure that Iran would have a nuclear weapon.
Would have a nuclear weapon? What are we doing right here? I want to show you this clip of Donald Trump and Marco Rubio having a bit of an awkward moment. Trump says, the stock market is more brilliant than anybody here, including all of us on this stage. Well, maybe except for me. So he says this incredibly grandiose, narcissistic sentence about how he's the only one on stage who's smart. And look at Marco Rubio's face. Look at Marco Rubio's face when he says this.
I know, as every time we talked about the possibility of peace, the stock market shot up like a rocket ship. It never went down. They didn't like it. The people, you know, the stock market is more brilliant than anybody there is, including the people on this stage, other than me, of course. Let's see. I don't know. What do you think, Scott? Is the stock market more brilliant than you?
No, sir.
Look at how Marco Rubio's face changes when Donald Trump says this line.
Than anybody there is, including the people on this stage, other than me, of course. Let's see. I don't know. What do you think, Scott? Is the stock market more brilliant than you?
No, sir.
That's a terrible statement. All right. The stock market is quite brilliant.
I don't think Marco Rubio's having it right now. You guys understand what I mean when I'm saying that Donald Trump is specifically sending J.D. Vance out there to basically fall on the spike, to take all of the heat. Meanwhile, Marco Rubio gets to essentially wipe his hands clean. He was the one leading this during the first 4 to 6 weeks of the war, claiming, hey, it's only going to last 4 to 6 weeks. We are going to win. And once the war started to go in a devastating manner, they said, we're going to sideline the Secretary of State and we're going to have the Vice President lead the negotiations. In my opinion, I think Marco Rubio has more knowledge of foreign policy than both Trump and J.D. Vance. Please don't mistake this as me praising Marco Rubio. I just have very low opinions of Vance and Trump. Marco Rubio probably would have done a better job leading these negotiations, but Trump knew that J.D. Vance would fall on the knife, so to speak.
We ended up with the original members, but then when the election was rigged, that's right.
Oh my God, did Trump just fart while talking about election rigging? Not to be juvenile here, but listen to this one more time.
We ended up with the original members, but then when the election was rigged, that's right.
Okay, so we have a failing war and a vice president that is struggling to defend this failing war on national television. We have an old president who's getting confused at the G7, and that's not a good situation. We also have a debate show releasing later today. We're going to release our first episode. It's going to be about 20 minutes long of a fast-paced, intense debate. Be there for it. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.